Hey, welcome back, guys. Today we're going to be talking about broken crystals on a watch. I've been getting an alarming rate of customers with broken crystals coming in. I'm not sure if it's just that time of the year, but a couple things I just wanted to mention about that today. So, first things first, if the crystal is cracked or shattered, what I want to tell you right away is that you immediately need a full service. If a crystal is cracked in any shape or form, in terms of let's say the crack comes across the watch altogether, or let's say it's just completely shattered, for the most part you should expect a full service if you bring your watch in. No place should really be doing anything else if a crystal comes in cracked or shattered, other than doing a full service, new crystal, and to really examine the extent of the damage. Okay, the only time I could probably see a crystal not being touched is if it's vintage, and you know, vintage collectors probably wouldn't want anything touched on a watch like that. So that's a couple things I just wanted to talk about. Two, what I also want to let you guys know is that if your crystal is cracked or shattered and there is shards in your watch, in terms of on your dial, when I say dial, I mean the face of the watch, right? What you should really do is to pull your crown out all the way in the time setting position and move your hour, minutes, and second hands out of the way. Okay, the issue is that when something is cracked or something's floating in the dial or on the dial, sometimes your hands will snag it, right? For the most part, that's also one of the reasons why a watch needs a complete service, right? When the second hand or the minute or the hour hand gets caught with the shards, it's going to wreak havoc. It's going to completely destroy your watch. So what you want to really do is move your hands out of the way. And when I say hands, I mean your hour, minute, and seconds hands. Move it out of the way from the shards, and if preferably, don't wear it. Don't cause any additional issues or problems that you don't originally want to begin with. So that's just that. Also, it's preventative care when you move your hands out of the way. You know, if you just let your second hands keep running, it's going to keep jamming into the shards. It's going to jam into the broken remnants of the crystal. And, you know, it's just not good. You don't want to damage the hands any more than you already have, okay? The third thing I want to talk about is the severity of a crystal cracking, right? If a crystal is shattered, depending on the severity, right, the worst case scenario is always this: you're gonna need a new dial, you're gonna need a new hands, you're gonna need new crystal, and you're gonna do a full service, and probably a new calendar disc, right? So some of these things you should already keep in mind and be on the lookout for when you bring your watch in for a service, if your watch does have a broken crystal. So when you're doing something like this, what I really, really recommend is to understand the costs up front. One of the reasons why you need to do a full service is because when a crystal gets cracked, the remnants will usually make its way deep into the literally deepest crevices of the watch. It's not even funny. I've found, you know, shards of crystals in parts that I've never even seen, you know, sunlight in that watch. In terms of new hands, for the most part, sometimes depending on the damage and the severity of the crystal cracks and the shatters, sometimes the hands get completely destroyed. Sometimes the point of impact of where the crystal shattered is right on top of the hands. And if your hands get damaged to a certain extent, there's really no saving it. And depending if it's flaking, if your hands are starting, if the paint or whatnot, luminous or something else is cracking or flaking at that point, it becomes a functional issue in the future, which is why they also want to replace that. The reason why a new dial might be necessary on a shattered crystal is because sometimes the crystal shards, or sometimes the point of impact of where the crystal is, cuts so deep into the watch, into the dial, that you pass the superficial layers of the dial, of the paint and whatnot, and that you reach the point of where the dial is starting to flake, right? Especially if it's lacquered or if it's coated or whatnot. Once the initial paint starts to chip, or once the initial paint starts to flake, or you see the paint come off, it's only a matter of time. It's not if, it's a matter of when, right? So when something like that happens, that also presents itself as a functional issue. So that's why it needs to be replaced. If their dial is flaking, there is probably no manufacturer today, from my knowledge, will probably leave that dial untouched. You might have more leeway with independent watchmakers, but in terms of my experience when it comes to something like that, I feel that I don't think I've ever seen a brand at this point, depending on the severity of the dial, let the dial go untouched. And that's why it's in this too. So expect that. So if you have a shattered crystal, sometimes your dial is might be necessary. One of the reasons, a new crystal is self-explanatory, right? A new calendar disc is probably necessary because depending on how bad, again, everything depends on how bad the crystal cracks are. If the shards have made its way into the movement, or depending on where it is, sometimes the crystal shards get stuck underneath the dial, but on top of the calendar disc. So the entire time a watch is running, the entire time the date changes, that crystal is scratching across the surface of the calendar disc and it's chipping away at the paint. If this happens or this occurs, generally a new calendar disc is necessary. It is necessary in terms of aesthetics and whatnot. Again, it depends. It depends on who does the estimates and whatnot. But for the most part, a new calendar disc, if it's scratched up, is necessary. Okay, so next up, yes, one thing I want to talk about today also as well is the difference between sapphire crystals and acrylic crystals. Sapphire crystals are very, very strong in the sense that very, very seldom will you see a sapphire crystal actually scratched. But the thing is that because they're so strong, they're so easy and delicate to crack and shatter in terms of impact, right? I've done tests on sapphire crystals where I'm hammering the living hell out of it, not cracking. I'm using wrenches, hammers, and stuff like that. I should probably upload like a YouTube video of that one of these days. But sapphire crystals, compared to acrylic crystals are generally more resilient to cracking and shattering. I very, very, very seldom have ever seen an acrylic crystal actually shatter or crack. But they're very, very easy to scratch. That's the biggest issue. So for the most part, if a crystal is cracked or shattered, you probably have a sapphire crystal. If chips are coming off of it and whatnot, that can happen on a sapphire crystal and acrylic crystals. I've seen acrylic crystals chip off as well. So some things you should just keep in mind. If you can scratch your crystal easily, it's probably an acrylic crystal. So just keep that in mind. So last but not least, what I really want to drive home when it comes to broken crystals and impact damage is not to go cheap. Don't go cheap. A broken crystal requires a certain amount of workload to fix it properly. So if you're coming into a store and you just want to nitpick and say, I just want this dial, I just want this crystal change, I don't want a full service or whatnot, you're asking for trouble. I can guarantee you that you're going to be back. You're going to have to come back because your timing is going to be off or you're going to have some other issues. And it's not fun. This is one of the reasons why sometimes when you send your watches to the manufacturer, they require you to do a full service, because just because you fix one issue doesn't mean that the other issues aren't connected. In a watch, everything is connected, right? So think of it like this. All the gears in a watch somehow correlate and somehow attach itself to one another. Something, everything's interconnected. So it's safe to say that if one goes or if one breaks or if one gets jammed or if one gets destroyed, right, that the rest of the machine will be affected. It's silly to imagine that it won't, which is why I don't like small jobs. A broken crystal requires a certain amount of workload to fix it. So price shopping, nitpicking, choosing only to get certain things done is asking for trouble. I'm telling you, you will be back. I can guarantee it. What you need to do is to do the job right the first time around. The first time around, if the job is done right, you won't have to worry about a thing. I can promise you that. So that's about it for today, guys. And I hope you guys enjoyed that. I've been getting an alarming rate of shattered crystals, so I felt like that's something we should probably talk about today. If you guys have any additional questions, or if you guys have any additional topics you want to talk about, please feel free to send me a message. Don't be shy. If you haven't checked out the book, I'll do so. 100 plus no BS watch tips. It's on Amazon. And if you guys haven't checked out the website or the YouTube channel, check out the show notes. Until then, take care, guys. Have a great day.